Okay, what would you use to carry milk in?
Oh, it'd be made of steel tube. We call it a milk pail.
Okay. Did it look the same as a water bottle?
No, it shaped different. It had a top to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, no, I don't call it a milk pail, milk bucket,
mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Is it made from steel or?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mostly stainless steel.
Uh-huh.
Real clean.
Oh, so you can sterilize it pretty easily?
Yeah. It was always kept clean.
Yeah.
Fine.
I've heard of, you know, those milk trucks, they just, you know, they clean them.
Yeah,
they go in there.
They were steam cleaned.
Oh, that was really clean.
Uh-huh.
Sterilized. They have to be because if they got any kind of bacteria that it'd get in the milk.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if they come and got, like if you're on the farm and they got your milk and there's bacteria all in the milk, in the truck,
mm-hmm.
They probably say your milk was bad.
Yeah.
You see, they wouldn't be no fault. They say your milk was bad and not all along would be their fault.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that, you know, they clean them. When they get to the place, they clean before they leave. They clean when they get to the place they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
They always have
to keep them clean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What kind of a container would you use to put like scraps in for pigs?
Oh, call it a slop bucket.
Okay. What is it, the container or the thing that you use to fry eggs in?
Boiler.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you describe it then? You know, what it's made from?
Well, nowadays, usually back then it'd be a cast iron skillet or something, you know, made out of something heavy on a farm or something like that, you know, because they don't make pans like they do now.
Yeah.
Now time it'd be might be some type of hard aluminum or something,
mm-hmm.
Teflon coated or something like that. Back then it was some type of steel.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did you ever see them with little legs on it?
Or your kettle or some type of kettle thing,
mm-hmm.
That had legs that you cook outside or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a pot,
uh-huh.
Like a, Mama used to cook some outside. Used to cook hominy outside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it cook all day long. And I can't think of what she called that thing. Black pot or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's big round, about so big around, you know, about so deep.
About 2 feet.
Yeah. Build fire and you boil all day long.
How did you make hominy?
I've seen other stuff, but I don't know anything about it. It's some type of make it out of corn or egg.
Mm-hmm.
Hominy and get so hot it boil over. I mean, the corn would pop open.
Mm-hmm.
It'd boil. It would look like some type of, you know, this sugar crisp cereal.
Oh, yeah.
It would be soft, and it'd boil all day.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be real good.
Somebody told me to use lye or something in that.
Yeah, they sometimes did. I can't remember exactly what. It's been a long time ago, years and years since she's made that. Maybe she might have. She put a lot of different things in.
Mom's secrets.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it that the container that they call, that they use to cut flowers in?
Cut flowers, a flower vase.
Okay. And the eating utensils that you use are what?
Spoon.
Okay.
Knives.
Okay.
Okay. Not all I use.
if you just had one of those cutting things, you say you have one
knife.
Okay.